So it would be considered human. So Memele, so if he says, it is just as if I received that service from you. Suppose you did render that service, and I would pay you for it. So it wouldn't negate the kiyum atnai, the fulfillment of the objective of the tnai. So now that you didn't go altogether, so arinu kiskabalti. So we can apply the svore, the lomdes of afukam atarta lomali of arinu kiskabalti, not only in respect to an act that it consists of giving something. Whether it consists of giving money or giving a food article like kushal chitin or rendering a service. So as long as the objective of the tnai was kiyum amaise, to do something positive. So mainly we can apply the lomdes of afukam atarta lomali. And just as the Kavaneiro says, that it's not that Arinis Kabalti is not expressive of the aloche that the masne can be mevatled at night, can forego on that night, but it's considered a kiyum at night. But the Kavaneiro assumed that if it's on the basis of kiyum at night, not bitl at night, it should only be limited to a case, to a tnai that consists in giving money or a food article, because the Gemara says la avocha de dei chaven. But even though it's on the basis of kiyum atnai, not on the basis of mechilas atnai and bitl atnai, but of kiyum atnai, so it's still, we still can apply the lomdes of afocha matar talomali of la avocha de dei chaven, even in regard to an act that does not involve giving something. Because if it doesn't involve giving something tangible, but it involves giving something intangible, a service that could be translated in dollars and cents, we see that she is mikudeshes, if he says. So, but, the Rashba says, but suppose that tnai consists of a bibitl maise, kigen shi'omar nechosay asurim olecho, im telich lemotim pleini, lushayach lemein ma'oche. Now let's take an example. The same Gemara legabik dushi. If the Isha says to the Baal who wants to be Mikadisher, so he says, Rikait lefonai, Sreit lefonai, and he is Mikadisher, so she's Mikadisher, because I know he is also guessing. But suppose the Baal who wants to be Mikadisher intends to play at a certain wedding, and the Isha doesn't want him to play at that wedding because she's angry at that person. And then, so she asks him to refrain from playing at that wedding because she's angry at that person at whose wedding the Baal expected to play. And then, so of course, she has an achas ruach. He's fulfilling her wish. And then he'll say, Hareyat mekudeshes lebizeh, with that annoye, because I fulfilled your wish. You didn't want me to play, and I refrain from playing. You didn't want me to visit that person. You are angry with that person. I refrain from visiting that person. And be mikudeshes. Won't be mikudeshes. Why? Because she's mikudeshes bekesef. But anoye is kesef. So what kind of anoye is kesef? Doesn't mean any anoye. Any anoye is kesef. A anoye that is of a service, let's say, like stately for nai, the kate for nai, it's a service. So it is mechayev al pidin kesef. He can send her a bill for the rikait lefonai, for the sreik lefonai, and he can collect it in bezin. So memele, a hanoi that is al pidin mechayev kesef, if he gives it to her without charging her, so it's like giving her kesef. Because if he wasn't mikadisher with that hanoi, then she would have to pay him for the service. But there is no halacha that if, let's say, someone intends, a certain musician intends to play at a certain wedding, and he intends to play at the wedding free of charge, because if he intends to play at a certain wedding and to get paid, let's say, a certain fee, $50, and then another person asks him not to do it, so then in a chaname he can ask him to reimburse him for the money he lost. But suppose a certain person intends to play at a certain wedding free of charge, and another person who is angry at that person, so asks the musician not to play. So can he send him in a bill? $100. Because I complied with your request. You asked me not to render a service to that person at his wedding, and I complied. So you send me $100. No Beis Din will collect that $100 for him. Because if there is a positive act that is a service to a certain person, then I'll put in its mechayev money. That's a payout. But if it's a negative act, even though it did a lot of joy to the person, so he can. It's not mechayev money. So mainly we cannot say harinikel skavalti hafuchem atatalomo. So so the Rashbo agrees with the lomdes of the Karneiro, but the Karneiro, in other words, that the halacha harinikel skavalti is not the halacha of bitlat nai, that the masne is at liberty to waive that nai, to forego on that nai, negate that nai. No, it is considered kiyum at nai. But the Karneiro assumed that in as much as it's halacha of kiyum at nai, so it's only shayach if the positive act consists in giving something. So then we can say afukam atat lomali. But if the positive act consists in doing a certain act, not giving something, that's like im loy telech l'motim pleini. Im loy telech l'motim pleini. So the act that was expected is to go l'motim pleini. So then we cannot say afukam atate. No. So the Rashba holds, even in regard to a positive act that does not consist of giving something tangible, but it still consists of giving something intangible, as long as it is a positive act, as long as the objective of the tnai is a positive act, not a negative act, not a negative act. Negative in the sense, I don't mean negative, something that is wrong. I mean negative in the sense of refraining from an act. Refraining from an act. So then it's not shayach to say, hafucha matatalom. So then he says, avol bepitul maise, so he says, avol bepitul maise, kin shoma nechosai asurim alecho, im telech limokim pleini. So what is expected? What is the objective of the tnai? Refrain, that the mudah should refrain from a certain act. Even though that was the rotzen, the wish of the madia. L'shayachum imaroch alei, harei ukilu lo yolacht. It's not shayach to say, afuch matachto. Shiyevsha, v'yikem al dipolik. Shafilu binyan ze yochei leimake shei se itnai atzmei lo yomre mitchilo el hashlim ritzeni shei yoreitze shelo yelech v'achshov kivim shei nechei sheishim yelech im lo yelech von nishlam ritzeni. So in other words, so even the other shita that is chelik on the Rashba, so it's not that arimik is kabalti is a halochi of bitla atnai of mechilas atnai that the masne is at liberty to waive that nai, to waive that nai, to forgo on that nai. No, it's considered kiyum at nai, because when he said nechosai asur malecho im telech l'mokim pleini. So what was the wish? So the wish of the madir at that moment, under the circumstances that existed at that moment, was that the mudah should not go to that person. But since the time he made up with that person, and he's very friendly, so the milu ritzene of the madir does not consist in not going to the mokem to the plane. So mele there is a kiyum atnai, because the kiyum atnai did not consist dafke in not going. The kiyum the fulfillment of the objective of the tnai consisted in accommodating the masne in his caprice. So at that moment, his caprice was that the mudah should not go to Mokem Pleini. Now, his caprice is different. So in other words, it means that there is a kiyum atnai. All right. Omri machshishe breit rafchiz del ravashe. Toshi. Nidri onsin. Hidiri chavei reisheyech leetzlei. Vicholo hu vicholo bnei. Oishi kvino. In other words, so that's one of the categories of nidor that are mutter. without a Torah Shochet. So in other words, if, let's say, Reuven was persistent that Shimon should dine with him, should eat with him, and Shimon was reluctant. So Reuven said, if you don't dine with me tomorrow afternoon, so then you cannot have a noy for me. And Shimon was ready to dine with Reuven. But something happened. Shimon's son became sick, and he couldn't dine with him. Vicholo, himself became sick. And he really tried to go to Reuven's house to dine with Reuven. So then he's not a savanoi. That's nitoyons. So even though Shimon did not dine with him, so according to the terms of the neder, he should not be allowed to have anoy. From Reuven, he's still allowed to have anoy. Why? Because the reason as to why he did not dine with him is because he was an onus. He was an onus. But suppose he had not been an onus, and he didn't show up, and Shimon didn't show up, so then he would be osir to have anoy from Reuven. But according to Rabbi Elazar Yaakov, who mentioned Aloha of Nidre Zeruzin, even if Shimon hadn't been an onus and he didn't show up to dine with Reuven, he still should be muter to have anoye from Reuven, because the whole neder was made by Reuven in order to induce, to pressure Shimon to dine with him. Holavoch another human ir Elazar Yaakov Zeruzinave. So without anus preventing him from dining, so it should be mutabanoi. El lav rabbonon. So only because of the anus, but without the anus, so it would be also banoi. So you see that the rabbonon hold that nidre zeruzin. They reject the aloha of nidre zeruzin. Upliye. So Gemara says leilom rabbe zabayat. Umi savres de adre mizamne lizamine. That it's not as you assumed. In other words, Rav Ashi says to Makshishi, it's not as you Makshishi assumed that the madim, that the inviter initiated the matter, the madim, let's say Reuven, said to Shimon, he initiated, and he said, I want you to dine with me. And Shimon was reluctant. So the Madi Reuven persisted. And then he said, if you don't dine with me tomorrow afternoon, so then so I ask you to have a noye for my nechosim. No. It's the loy, the zamine adreli mezamne. In other words, that the invitee initiated the matter. He said, the omalei, mezamne to l'sedecho. So Shimon said to Reuven, will you invite me for dinner? So the initiative was taken by Shimon the invitee, not by Reuven. So maybe we cannot apply the aloha of Nidre Zeruzin, because he wasn't even interested in having Shimon for the dinner. It was Shimon who suggested it. So Omalei, Nedar Zeh Olecho Vinoda Vicholohu Shicholobnei Shigunor Haril Nidroz. Right. Mi Savres Da Atre Mizam Lizamine Zamine Atre Lizam. Tosh, yes, Ralkein. Omer Rabbi Elazar Yaakov, Hoine lachavei rekeinim shani nene lochim atu misarech etzli, viteichali mipas chamo, vitishti mikris chamin, valo yipiki negdei, afeilu nidri zeruzin, vilehidu lechachomim. Mai lo yidu lechachomim? Lav, de afilu bikamaise. Kamaise. So, ushmamino, tligi rabon alei, shmamino. Now there are two geosoys. One geosoy is the way it appears here. Mailoi lechachomim, lav dafil vikamaise ushmamino. Pliga rabonon shmamino. But then there is another girse. There's another girse, loy basraise. Loy basraise. Avon kamaise loy. Now let's see the ram. Yes, alkein. No more than Yaakov. I do my yes, alkein. Mishim dohoche. Avon gal. Why do they say yes, Ralke? I mean, it's a big achidesh. Why is this a big achidesh than the previous cases? So, now, here we can apply the svara of lafkalbano. He doesn't want to be a parasite. Because he said, "Kenim shani nenelocho. I don't want to have any anoyim from you. If you don't have any anoyim from me, if you refuse to be my guest and eat with me, paschamo. So I don't want to have any anoyim from you. In other words, I don't want to be a parasite. So here is the svara of lafkalbano, ishayach. The svara of lafkalbano. And so meile if the svara of lafkalbano ishayach, so meile doesn't come within." So it doesn't come within the category of Nidrei Zehuzin, and still, Rabbi Zabi Yaakov says that this is Nidrei Zehuzin. This is Nidrei Zehuzin. So in other words, so this Braise rejects the Svore of Lafkalbanu. That's why the Braise uses the Loshin Yeseralki. Yeseralki no Rabbi Yaakov, Haidom Yeseralko, Mishinoche, Avgav Yisharechunim Lafkalbanu, Shari Yiserano Yisamzum Nala Atzmei, Imo Yotzel Kabamelano Yezu, Mishimoche, Klamim Adidav Kinoda, and it's not into the Zeruzin. We could say that. Afil Hoche, Omer Ableze, Abri Yaakov is a Zeruzin. Ufi Pirze, Chazin El Hashte, the Maid Achino Lil, the Afil Rabbi Zabi Yaakov made it, Kol Heichet Ikel Nima Lafkalbanu, Tchuy Balmi, Vilaf Kushti the Mills. But then, there is another pshat, ulidach perushet, di kasvin olil, di taimid lafkalbano, mishim infalginom bi matonem erubel matonem etes. So the only reason as to why we apply the lomdes of lafkalbano in the case of kemim sheni neneloch, im atoneitin libincho, im I atoneitin libincho, koshachin shechobish al yayin, because since Ruvein is persisting that Shimon should take such a terrific gift, such a big gift, for his son, that Shimon should take such a big gift for his son Shimon, so that indicates that sometimes in the past, Shimon received a very substantial favor from Reuven. So Reuven feels indebted, grateful to Shimon. So that's why we can apply this svara of lafkalbano. Lafkalbano. I don't want to be a parasite. Masheinke, if Reuven will say to Shimon, Kenim sheni neneloch, im atosheise, keis mayim, bibeisi. That is a trivial thing. So then we couldn't apply the lomdes of lafkalbano, because that wouldn't make him a parasite. So mimele, and here, so he says, Kenim shani neneloch im yato misarech etzli vitecho imi pas chamo vitishti imi keis chamim. So it's not that he felt indebted. So it can come within the category of nidrei zehuzin. So he says, ulida ferush kasvin alil itayim lav kalbano mishmavgil matron mechum matron meetes hayes alkei. So why does he say yes? Okay. Mishum the salket aitach kivin the miyachit viyoma pasramo vikeishel chamim davke noda viloyin lizruze baalme. So there is a big achidesh here, because we could say, when is it nitri zeruzin? If he doesn't specify the kind of thing he wants him to eat or to drink, so then we say he's not very serious about it. It's only by way of pressure, by way of inducing the invite. Mashein came, we could say that if he specifies the kind of thing that he wants the invite to eat, to drink, So there, that's a raya. We could argue that way, that that's a raya that is very serious. It's not just to be mizaris. It's not just to be mizaris. Sound by the Hamini Kim Yahid Woman Pascham, Kishamim, Dafkin or Zuzabalme, Komashuron, Daf Eunit Rizeruzim, who fear is a cat is so according to that chart. A katekanir my damunamikore. So the Gemara is not Rizer from the Lomdes of Lafkalbano. The Homeichadikil Mim of Lafkalbano, the Hainimaton Merube, after the Blessed Yaakov made it. Vidachinon, Loi Bibas Reis. Kleima, Kleima, Bibas Reis would the Pligger Abono. I will become Aisele. Now, so this is that Girse, not our Girse. Then the Ram mentions, Viken Nisraligarse, Ushmamen, Pligger Abono, Ushmamen. But the first year said that the Ram mentions is the Achino Loi Bibas Reise. Kileima Bibas Reise with the Pligger Abonon. I will become Isele. Now, so this year say Loi Bibas Reise can be explained according to both Pshotim in the Ram. Now, the Ram here mentioned two Pshotim. One Pshat is that here the Braise, when the Braise of Yeser Al Kain rejects the Lomdes of Lafkalbano. The other the pshat in the Ran is that the Braise of Yeser Al Kain does not reject the Lomdes of Lafkalbano, even Alibe the Rabbi Zvi Yaakov. So now let's understand the terrace of the Gemara. Loi Bibas Raise, according to the first Loshin in the Ran, that the Yeser Al Kain rejects the Lomdes of Lafkalbano. So the teretz of the Gemara is v'dachinom loy bibas reise. True. As far as Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is concerned, you are right. So Rav Asher says to, the Tarzan says to the Makshin. So you are right in regard to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov himself. You are right. That Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov reject the Lomdes of Lafkalbano, but you want to go one step further and say that Vilehoidul Chachomim. So his reference even to Kamaise. No. So the Vilehoidul Chachomim has reference only to this one, because the Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov says that there is no svore of Lafkalban. Mashein kein, so the Chachomim say, lo yehidu lechachomim. Lo yehidu lechachomim. There is a svore. There is a svore of Lafkalban. But there is a svore of Lafkalban. Mashein kein, because I say, where it's not shayach to, where there is a svore of Lafkalbano. So the Chachomim, I agree with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov that we say Nidrizoruzi. Now, here, the Rosh says that. My love, I'm become Aise. Loi bas reise, aber ma hach lekele mifsha de pflege, di shane hoche, kid mi shoma shane nene loch, ba hai pflege rabono, mi shim doma li laf kalban. So that's the reason, es why the Chachomim, achili kan Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, because here the Chachomim say, there is a svore of laf kalbano, but Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov reject the svore of laf kalbano, but rabono don't reject the svore of laf kalbano. But where it's not shayach to say laf kalbano, well, it's not shayach to say Lav Kalbano. Let's say in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, it's not shayach to say Lav Kalbano. So there, even the Rabbanon will agree with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov that it's the Zeruzi. Now, this is according to the first Loshin Ram. Now, then, according to the second Loshin Ram, so the Gemara says very simply, my love, afilo become Aise, and the Chachomim Achilik and the whole din of Nidre Zeruzin. So the Gemara says, Loi bivas raise, who the pligger abono. I will become Aiseloi. Now we can use the garse, who shmam and the pligger abono, and I'll lay shmam. Tosh. די אומר אבונה הלוכי כל זה ביעקב, וכן אומר אבד ברעה והלוכי כל זה ביעקב. תוש מדר אבונה הלוכי כל זה ביעקב. כלא אם הדהב ידילו, די רבונה אפילו בכמה איסקו, וילחסי כל זה ביעקב. די לאי מי מוכה מדר אבונה, די פליגי רבונה. די לאי באשראי זו די פוסיק, הילחסי כבוסי. כך פיוש רבי זה. ונראה בעיניי שאין צריך לכך. אלו מי קורא כי בויי פליגי רבונה עלי אליו, למי כמה קושי למיל זו די פינן. די פליגה עלי אפשר לקיימון כבוסי. די יוכב רב מלוכי קרבי. וכמסכינו בביון. אם תמצאו עם הפליגי הלכסי כבוסי, לא עשר כבוסי. אבל חשתי. די מקווה רבוני הלכסי כבוסי במי דליפליק רבונה עלי. אפילו אם תמצאו עם הדברי זה קוהי. אבל מסליס מיד לרבונון. לנפקל ממידי. אוי נראה לי דחיב עם דום הרבוני. סתום מהלוכי קרב לזה. משמע מסליסים קוהי. שהמישנה הוא יששבור בפהקי לא יברי זה. So the Gemara says, Toshmad, Omar Avune, Halochi Kalaz Bayakov, Vichin Omar Avade Barave, Halochi Kalaz Bayakov. Ulinyan Halochi, Kibn Di Ipsi Kehilchaz Kalaz Bayakov, Lifeis Eperish Rishin Sheperashu Lemailo, Dehaye Isa Mikem Bolema, Deafal Gav Dikel Mimal Afkal Bano, Omar Avlez Bayakov, Nidriz Ruznave, Naktin Enoche. So, Vadrinu Mimai Damrin Lil Bisugin Mimir Avlez Bayakov, Dikel Mimal Afkal Bano, Dine Da Gomarave. In other words, according to the first Lashon Hara, that Reb Elazar ben Yaakov rejects the svara of Lav Kalbano, and since the halacha is like Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, so that means that it's considered, it comes within the category of Nidre Zeruzin, even though the svara of Lav Kalbano could be shaykh, but we don't say such a svara of Lav Kalbano. Vadrino maidam in a little bisugin, the made Rablaza the Holy Hedical Mimal of Kalbano, Neda Gamarabe, the Masconelese, Uhidrasino. So too, the Rabbonon do agree with the Svore of Lav Kalbano. But since we pass for Rablaza Yaakov, so that means that Lahilchese, there is no Svore of Lav Kalbano. Me, I forgot the Adrino, me time with Lav Kalbano, time with Lav Malkano, Akatis. I mean, this is a remarkable saying by the Ram. In other words, that Lehilchese, so we don't recognize the Svore of Lav Kalbano. But the Svore of Lav Malkano, we do recognize. In other words, a person, the average person, is more reluctant to be a melech and to practice Midas Chesed and to be a parasite and not to reciprocate for any Chesed. This is a very critical evaluation of people, of human nature. So, umi avol gav d'adrina mitaymi lav kalbano, taymi lav malkano akate ise. Umi de beir ablaza. Avol idach perushe, a second lashon d'ran. Dikasiv neliil, di taymi lav kalbano, mishim di oiv limatonim rube. So that means that Reb Elazar ben Yaakov himself doesn't reject the lomdes of lav kalbano. Bimaskone name keichet naktinon taymi lav malkano, hoche name naktinon taymi lav kalbano. Di bitavaye, kol heiche, the Isnaya made the Rablaza the Neder Rave Veloy Zeruzin. So in other words, that the Svore of Lav Malkano certainly remains Alibidemis in the Maskone. As to whether the Svore of Lav Kalbano remains in the Maskone, so Atolu in the two Lishenis in the Ran, according to the first Losh in the Ran, so Rablaza Yaakov rejects the Svore of Lav Kalbano. So we don't recognize this concept of Lav Kalbano, but and according to the second version, so Reb Elazar ben Yaakov himself recognizes the concept of Lav Kalbano. But it goes without saying that the svore of Lav Malkano certainly remains in the Maskon. Vilozeh nira sheizkim Rambam Zal bilcheisof mifoneinu b'ferikin uchidvorov nirali dilitei moche masnisin b'ferikinim di'i atobo v'neitil the Lord Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, the Basraise, the Yeser Akinasi, the Yoche, Heiche, Paskinon, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, Afilu, my Doma Basraise, have we stam Masnissen, Machlikes, the Braise, Valoche, Kistam, Elavade, Kedamon. All right, I think we won't start. But I would like just to mention again, many times I mentioned that it is very disturbing the non-attendance at the second Seder and the non-attendance at the Minyan. It's very disturbing. Now, so many times I tried, you know, that you should be at the Seder, but again, and now I'm not going to relax in these regulations. If anyone does not come to the second Seder or he does not come to the Minyan without explaining it, he cannot attend any of the Shul.
So one of the categories of shmur of midorim that is muter is nidra avoy. Avoy means guzma. Nidra avoy omar kinen im loyisi biderach hazeh kinen mitzray im loyisi nochosh kikeres b'sabat loyisi nochosh kikeres b'sabat. Now according to the Ran, so it's two separate inyonim. Im loyisi biderach hazeh kinen mitzrayim, that's one case, and im loyisi nochosh kikeres b'sabat is another case. Because when someone says, he asks the parents, if he didn't see on this street passing through Keilu Mitzrayim, in other words, 600,000 people, so then it's a guzme, because even the Torah is midaberes b'loshin guzme. The orim deli subtsuris at lashamayim. Divur chachomim b'loshin avoy. So what he meant was that if he didn't see a multitude of people, so the Peiros should be osur on him. And that is true. So the reason as to why, in the case of Yeshu Peiros Olai, im lo yoisi b'derech hazeh keilu Mitzrayim, is because he only asked that if he didn't see a multitude of people. But he did see. True, he used an expression, keilu Mitzrayim, 600,000. But he didn't mean that, mamish. He meant a multitude of people, and a few hundred people he also calls Keili Mitzrayim, and that is so. But in Echaname, suppose he didn't even see a multitude of people, suppose just a handful of people passed by, so then he's also on the pairs. So the first case is based upon goods. So the reason as to why he's not also on the pairs is because he did see a multitude of people. Then im loyisi nochosh kikeres b'sabat. Now, what does nochosh kikeres b'sabat mean? Bitov. So there are several pshatim, what torov means. Several pshatim. One pshat is the torov means spotted. Another pshat is the torov means osu pkoim pkoim. In other words, many foldings, grooves. And then a third pshat is that torov means merubo, in the form of a square, not ogle. Alright, so whatever the pshat is, the Ran Shita is that by loyisi nochosh kikeres b'sabat, there it's not a derech of people to use a guzm. Because the tzavo, the neck of the nochosh, is tov, whatever tov means. So, but the rest of the goof of the nochosh is not tov. So, memele, the Ran Shita is, it's not shayach to say guzme is only shayach if it's a question of degree. Let's say he saw 500 people and he said he saw 600,000 people. So that's a shayach to say guzme. But when the neck of the nochosh is only tov, and the other parts of the goof are not tov, so it's not shayach to say guzme when one says that the whole goof is tov. But this is the Ran Shita. So, Mimele, according to the Ran, the reason as to why in the first case he's muter is because it's guzme. So it's true that he did see b'derech hazeh a multitude of people. In the second case, so there it's not shayach to say guzme. Still, he's muter on the peiros because he didn't mean to aser. He didn't mean to aser. The peiros. He only meant to verify his own statement. In other words, he said that he saw a nochosh tov kikeres b'sabat, and that's impossible. This aspect. So, in order to make people believe that he saw, so he said, if I didn't see a nochosh tov kikeres b'sabat, then the peiros should be osur. So that was. That was a strategy, a verbal strategy, employed by him in order to convince the people that his statement is true. So his kavone was not to ask the peiros. His kavone was to verify the statement. His kavone was to verify the statement. Alright. This is the Ran Shita. Alright. Now let's see the Ran.
Nidli avoy, omar kenen im loyisi bederach hazekel mitzray, im loyisi noch hashikir besabat. Nidli di tane, tri gavni nokat. Chad ishaya beguzme, dani kel mitzray, dovidin shechozi in shetuve, gozim voma kel mitzray, וחגו ישעיה בגוזמי, תהי נוחש קירת בסבת, תחיל נפשים מגמורה, תלוי נוחש גודל קומה, אלו תורוב, לא ישעיה חומים עד הרגוזמי, תורוב כקירת בסבת. שאין שום נוחש תורוב כלל, והשמין נתנה, דחיתו לי יספרת בחד מהנה נדרי, בוט, וכל חד, וחד, תאי מלכות, תחיל קומה, כי אין מולי פרס מוריס בדרזי כל מצרים, בדינו דלוי ביצרה לי. דיקוש דקומה, כי משרו אמרוב, די עובד דיניש, דיגוזים בחי גב So that's why the Peres Amuta. But in Achname, suppose he didn't see even a multitude of people, just a few people passing by, then he is also the Peres. V'chiyoma, now the second case. V'chiyoma, no reason, 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 שערי אף כשהיסנו בחייצי בזה, אין לתנועי עניין שהדובו בו של אירוע נוחש כזה, שאין בניסה סתם למסנו בחייצי בזה כלום. אלא ודה אמרינון, שלוי לעשר פייריזם. So there is a presumption that the כוונה of the person was not to answer it. אלא לימה דברי הווי זה כלימה שרו נוחש קרב מסבת, ומשמוכן ניחה, היי דתנן, Bishvues Stein Basre, because Divra Havoi has two meanings. So why is it called Nidra Havoi? In the first case, the expression Havoi is used in the sense of Guzm. In the other, so it's used in the sense that it's absurd. The answer is the original meaning of Havoi means an absurdity. But the expression of Havoi is used in respect to a guzme. Why? Because every guzme on the surface appears to be expressive of an absurdity. But he doesn't mean it the way it appears on the surface to me. But it's two separate cases. אלוהים הדיבה הזו היא זה כלים אשר רואו נוחש קירת בסבת ומשמו כן ניחה חי דתנם בשבוע שתיים בסר גם בשבוע שוב אם לא רואי איסי גומו הפרי הבאבר אם לא רואי איסי נוחש קירת בסבת וליתונו או סום קיר למצרים Now the Mishnah Shavuos mentions among the Shavuos Shav the Mishnah mentions אם לא רואי איסי ניש בל דובה שיהיה אפשרי אם לא רואי איסי גומו שפרי הבאבר ואם לא רואי איסי נוחש קירת בסבת But the Mishnah doesn't mention here Kele Mitzrayim. The answer is because over there the Mishnah mentions an example of Shov. The Mishnah mentions an example of Shov. So as an example of Shov, so only Rois Enoch Shikiras Bisabat, but Kele Mitzrayim is not an example of Shov because there it's Guzme, so it's not Shov. משמוכן ניחה איתה משבוע שתים בעסקה בשבוע שום ולא יסקום פרפרי הבאבר וזה נוח יקרה סבת ואיתו נעשה כלום שחיים שום גם לא כמשבוע שום דלה גוז מקוש תקומה וכן אמר לכו שתנה למיס נקום הפרי הבאבר דתרי גב לבוי למיס נדה אני מיד ישי בגוז ולישי בגוז ואתה נניר Why doesn't he mention the example of קום לפרי הדנסר is או תקירוך ללך שבל איזו You can there is an unlimited number of examples but the types of dinim, so of cases. So one is a case of guzme, and the other one not of guzme. Now, nochosh kiras b'sabat in komut pereya the tzainach. All right. Now the gemara. Tone, nidrei avoyim mutorim, or kishay shenidrei the ranz girsa is kishayim shenidrei avoyim mutorim kein shvuyes avoyim mutoris. And then there is a girsa. Nidre avoy mitorim shvuyes avoy aso. So the Gemara asks the kash. Hey chedome, shvuyes avoy. Ilei medoma, shvuyim lo yroisi biderech hazeh. What does it mean, shvuyes avoy? That he said, shvuyim lo yroisi biderech hazeh. Keile Mitzrayim. Midikoma.
So he doesn't say anything. It doesn't even make sense. Omar Abaye do Omar Shvuo Shero Yisi. Omar Lei Rove Im Kein Loma Lili Meima Veid Dum Yedin Ela Kotone Elo Omar Rove Beima Yesro Pirezei Loma Lai Kish Bishvuo Im Lili Yisi Bidera Chazek El Mitzray Kach Shvuo Yis Avoyim Mitoriz Kelima Asha Pirez Mitoriz. Now, the question is, the Ran, according to his own shitty, that in the second case of Luis Nochashikiras Bisabad, he didn't even mean to answer. But what did he mean to verify his statement? So Mele the Chov. So how can we say Kishem Shinidra Avoy Mutorim Kach Shwis Avoy Asu Amutori? Shwis Avoy Mutoris? But since the Kavone was, there is no guzme in the case of Nochosh Gerzabad. So the Kavone was to verify his statement, and that's an impossibility. So, is Domashi Epsha, so Shuashov, how can it be Mutores? The answer is, when it says Kach Shuas, Avoy Mutores, it doesn't mean that the Peres are, it doesn't mean that it's Muta to do it, but it means that the Peres are Mutores. Amuta. Kaleima, Shah Peres Mutores. משמעו טיימי פרישת מסליסט מי הוא במילד רישייה בגוזמה כנגובה התוריה באביה ולא חשקירס לבד כי תור לפי ספרס עליה לא כמישים שווה שוב דיו לא יולי ספרס נסחם מה הייתה מחסר חסיב לי אלו ודאי יוצא שווה שוב למה שרוא הדוב הזה ואין מסליסט נשווה so that's so in other words so there is no steer between the price here that says according to Ransky or say כשם שנדרה אבוי מתורים כך שווה אבוי מתורים that Shvuyis Avoy is also Mutoris, and over there, the Mishnah says that he's Chayav Mishim Shov. The answer is, when the Mishnah says over there that he's Chayav, it means he's Chayav Mishim Shov for the Maise Shvuy, because he meant to verify his statement. When the Maise says here, Kach Shvuyis Avoy Mutoris, and it has reference to both, to the first case of Im Lo'yis Bidar Hazekel Mitzrayim, it is reference to the second case of Im Lo'yis Nochashkir Sabbat, it means that the Peir is Amuta. The Peir is Amuta. But in a Haname, the Maise Shuiz involves an Isar Shuiz Shuiz. די יולו לא ספר די סחם מתי מחסין לו ואני עושה שבוע לשוב ומשרו אותו בזה ואני מסיס לי שבוע איתנו עושה מחי גבני לי כמישהו שבוע לשוב מה שאין כמנדורים די בלית רישוב לכמלכס נית רישוב לכמלכס So there is no Iser of Shvua Shov. Whether there is an Iser Rabbonon is a Machlek Rishen. We discussed it one time. The Ran Shitta is that there is not even an Iser Rabbonon in Neda Shov. Alright. So the Umat Shinon. Heiche Dome Shvua Savre. Inei Me Domar Im Lurisi Der Hazekin Mitzrayim. Midem Goma. So it's an incomplete statement. He doesn't say anything. Hariyot Shvua Lashekia. Kelema. Shein Lilosh Nzeh Shum Mashmoyis. ולשקל לאו דווקא, אלו כלימה, לילי דובו, כדכסיב, קרו, אך לשקל שומר. So he doesn't say anything. He doesn't say anything. So he אמר, הבא ידעו מה שבוע שרואיסי. ונראה בעיניי, נסביר להבא ילפון, כי תדריק אותו לכך שבוע יסבוי מטוריס, לאו הכל לגבנה למחסיס עם קוראים. דמימידת לישייך בגיוק גוזמה, לכלימה שתשבוע עושים את ארץ. Did you watch over?